live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to the Todd Herman Show.
Yeah, okay, cards on the table. I'm not a legal expert, so I can't tell you whether or not Kyle Rittenhouse broke the law. But I can tell you this. If he didn't break the law, we should change the law.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times in which God has decided we shall live. Kind of got cut off there at the end. You couldn't hear the sycophants in the Stephen Colbert audience. Yeah! Woo! Change the law, baby! I don't like what happened! Change the law! The God of the universe said, "Thou shalt not murder." Right? What were they trying to do to Kyle Rittenhouse? What were they trying to do? There is footage that has resurfaced. And I can't believe I forgot. I didn't forget that it happened, but I forgot how utterly brutal it was. In Portland, Oregon, when the party allowed Antifa to seize that city for about a year and to attempt to murder federal officers every night at a federal courthouse, then to burn things and break things and beat cops and destroy businesses and attempt to blow up a hotel by opening up the natural gas pipeline, natural gas line into the hotel, going into neighborhoods, not letting people go home. When a dad got out of his car and said, "I'm just trying to take my kids home," they beat him. Let's see, throwing improvised explosive devices at Christian kids in a park in Portland because they were there to worship Christ. All the way up to and including the murder, a political murder carried out on the streets of Portland, on a sidewalk in Portland, that interestingly enough, a bunch of people knew to take video of because it was a hit. It was an organized hit. All those things happened in Portland. And then there was this. There was a young man, he was driving by with his girlfriend. He was in a truck, and he saw what he thought was a woman being attacked by Antifa. It was actually a man dressed as a woman and being attacked by Antifa. He pulled over his truck. He got out. He attempted to help the man who was dressed as a woman. That's when Black Lives Matter Incorporated and Antifa set upon him. And they beat him into coma. The kicking of this man is so violent. The second time, third time, fourth time I saw it, I couldn't stop going, "Oh, Lord." And you're talking about a limp and lifeless body on the streets of Portland. And they thought he was dead. And the guy who did the kicking happened to be a black guy kicking a white guy. But that's not racism. It's okay for black people to kick white people because that can never be racism. Because, of course, love thy neighbor as thyself is canceled out when black people attack white people. Because those are the new rules, the new small g God, attacking the rules of the God of the universe and attacking the people of God. Now, if you watch that footage, it will remind you of the footage of the Hispanic man in Dallas who was not sufficiently taking the knee to Black Lives Matter Incorporated, and they came to him and they beat him in the streets. Now, they kicked him so badly that he did die, and we can go through case like case of case of this. But Stephen Colbert, one of the ministers of the new religion.
Yeah, okay, cards on the table. I'm not a legal expert, so I can't tell you whether or not Kyle Rittenhouse broke the law. But I can tell you this, if he didn't break the law, we should change the law.
To what? To what? The people who were burning down Kenosha, Wisconsin, were stealing. Thou shalt not. They were stealing people's buildings by burning them down. They were stealing the windows in their cars by breaking them. They stole a man's sense of well-being and his physicality when they beat him up for trying to defend his business. Kyle Rittenhouse was doing what? What's the law that should be changed? I assure you, this is a fact. I assure you this is true. I would never do this. But if I saw Stephen Colbert in public, and I stepped up to him and said, "You mealy-mouthed communist Hollywood scum, I'm going to beat your blank." Well, he screamed for a cop. Or maybe he's some self-defense expert and I'm not aware of this. If I hit him, he could try to defend himself. I'm not saying that I'm tougher than Stephen Colbert. I don't know that I am. I'm guessing he doesn't have the background I have, and maybe be a big surprise. But I'm guessing I could handle Stephen Colbert physically and then some. What would he do? Change the law? This is the politics of certain people should just line up and get themselves killed. This is the politics of the party. See, the actual small g god of the party, I mean, there's the gods such as Big Pharma and Fauci and the party and the World Economic Forum. They're the gods. But the spirit of the party, because it's all inverse Christianity in my mind, the spirit of the party is your feelings. Your feelings are their unholy spirit. Well, you're a teacher, you feel like you should teach seventh grade kids to have sex orgies? Do it! What you feel you should do, what you feel you are. Feelings. The unholy spirit of the new left, of the party. Case in point, Seth Rogen. I mentioned him earlier. Now, I don't know, because I've never seen a Seth Rogen movie. I have seen video clips of Seth Rogen. I've never seen him in a movie. I've never seen him do stand-up. He's a stand-up comedian, right? Never seen that. I think he was the voice of an animal in some movie I watched once. He was like an elephant or something. So I legitimately don't know if he's funny. The clips I've seen, I've always said, wow, someone thinks he's funny? Seth Rogen is a member in good standing with the party. Seth Rogen will tell you to, you know, blank off about 50 times a day. He's on Twitter telling people to blank off because they'll say things like men aren't women, blank off. So he will tell you to, you know, expletive deleted yourself because you won't say that men are women. But get this tweet from Seth Rogen. You could be mad, but I guess I don't personally view my car as an extension of myself, and I've never really felt violated any of the 15 or so times my car was broken into. Once a guy accidentally left a cool knife in my car, so if it keeps happening, you might get a little treat. All right, I get it, Seth. I mean, look. So I beat you up. I mean, I might give you a buck. Maybe I'll leave a knife behind. Now, he can say legitimately, no, that's my person. Okay, fair enough. You, Seth Rogen, for whatever reason, and again, I don't know that he's funny or not. I have never seen anything Seth Rogen's ever been in or near, except for maybe this thing where he was the voice of a donkey. I think he was a donkey. You go out and replace a window in your car, it doesn't matter to you. You'll never feel it. If you're getting started in life, do you know what it means to come out and see your window broken? Guys, could you remember this when you were young? I remember coming out and seeing that someone broken into my car. And immediately the math went through my mind. Oh my gosh, $400. I don't have $400. You see the cars driving around with taped up windows in the separate country of Seattle, the separate country of Portland, where crime doesn't exist? You see that? You ever look at it and go, man, that's cold. I was the other day. The snow came to North Idaho. There was a car driving by me. He had two of his windows taped shut. Clear plastic. I thought, wow, that's cold. 400, 800 bucks. This happens to people 4 to 8 times a year. You're talking about maybe $2,000 in cash out of the pockets of someone who might earn 40 grand, 30 grand, 20 grand. But the feeling, see, the unholy spirit of the party is the feeling. Seth Rogen feels so good because he's so good. Let's continue to explore this after we check traffic with right-way traffic. So Bernie was just sending me to Seth Rogen school. Apparently he plays a good stoner because maybe he is one. And he has a, dude. The feelings are the unholy spirit of the party. If you feel it, you should do it. Let's go to this, LeBron James. You remember LeBron James made fun of Kyle Rittenhouse for crying. Remember that? Now there's this great meme going about of Kyle Rittenhouse wiping the tears from LeBron James' face after Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty at all charges in the Kenosha trial. This is LeBron James' feelings. LeBron James, who tweets out, tears, I don't see no tears. That boy ate red peppers when he, or red hots or something when he came to trial. Those are fake tears. This is LeBron James' commentary on a young man who was doing what? He had a rifle. That could be seen as provocative. It may not have been a good idea for him to be in downtown Kenosha, but then again, his grandparents live there. Then again, his place of work is there. Then again, the cops weren't allowed to protect anything. Then again, thou shalt not steal. Then again, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And Kyle walked around that town saying, does anyone need medical? What is his background? Police cadet and wannabe nurse, wannabe EMT, nurse. Does anyone need medical? Someone tried to kill him. He defended himself. And LeBron James says, I don't see any tears. That boy ate red hots. Because those were LeBron James's feelings. Stephen Colbert's feelings. Oh, we should change the law. To what? To let me beat you up, Steve? Because I don't like what you said? Because I find you provocative, Steve? I don't want to beat Stephen up. I have no intention, no desire. And I'll say again, I don't know that I could beat Stephen Colbert up. I just believe I could. My feelings, as it were. Now, I could not bait up LeBron James, nor could you. That's not true. There's people who listen to the show who could beat LeBron silly. This is LeBron James and how he responds to people who criticize him in public over his political commentary, such as Kyle Rittenhouse isn't really crying.
Call it what you want. What is LeBron looking for? We got a fan that's got a little unruly, and LeBron is pointing it out to the officials. And what they're going to do is they're going to put them out. I don't know. Clearly, I wouldn't know what they said. They're on the other side of the court, but they're putting them out.
They pull the fans off the floor of the, and I don't know, those seats in basketball games, I got to believe they go for 10 or 20 bucks or more right down on the floor, maybe 30 bucks. You might pay upwards of 40 bucks to sit on the floor. What team is he on again? Is it LA? Lakers, those are $5,000-$6,000 seats. That's where Jack Nicholson sits. So again, the feelings. That man did not think a young man with 3 violent felons attempting to kill him, they should not be allowed to defend themselves. But that same man whose feelings are hurt, the unholy spirit of the party, are the feelings of people. But only some people. LeBron's feelings matter because he is both black and famous. Kick him out of the game. Get him out of my presence. Take that filth away. How do you square it up with Kyle Rittenhouse, who just laid down and said, okay, rape me, beat me, kill me. You can't. Now, this is all just incompetence. It's all just leaders glad-handing. It's all just politics, right? It's not anything purposeful. It's not that they know they're doing it. Now, I'm not saying LeBron James knows this. I'm not saying that Stephen Colbert understands his role in all this. I don't know that he does. I don't believe LeBron does. I think LeBron's just a guy who has a lot of feelings, and they've been coddled his whole life because he is a magnificent athlete. Magnificent athlete. A note from Twitter on this very topic. Twitter user writes, under lockdown, citizens aren't even allowed a glass of wine at the Christmas markets. But the government health minister and federal president have a party without masks or social distancing. It's all theater. They're all lying to you. And we all get the power. We all get the best. They're all dancing about. Oh, look. Camera goes up on. There's the health minister. There's the federal president. Hey, they're at a party without. Hey, wait, where's the woke masks? You can't be going around Austria where they're locking people in their houses. You can't be doing that, but they're doing that. Like Dianne Feinstein did it. Like Joe Biden this weekend was filmed in a store. He decided to go into a store. Maybe he just ambled in there thinking that they have, that's where his dead son Bo is at. And he goes into the store and it says right on the door, no mask, no entry.
I don't need a mask. I'm not really here. I'm a specter.
And he's filmed in there and it doesn't crack the facade because the thing is, it's feelings. God rest Rush. He used to say, it's not the outcome, the results of liberal policies that matter. It's the intent. And with conservatives, it's not the evidence they have. It's the seriousness of the charge. Remember those dynamics from Rush? At the heart of all of this is a manipulation of feeling. And it's leading somewhere. Now, please remember how I began this hour. The small g gods of the party attacking the one God of the universe. Remember that? Feelings. Feelings are the unholy spirit of the party. Case in point. From the Federalist, two Lutheran ministers, one of them a member of parliament, the other just a minister, Juana Pohjola and Pavi Rasanan, are facing prison. They may be imprisoned in Finland. It's not a child sex crime. It's not even a COVID violation. They did something far, far worse. They have taken, one of them wrote, the other helped distribute, a 24-page booklet that explains Christian theology about sex and marriage. And for those unfamiliar with Christian theology about sex and marriage, it reserves sex exclusively for within marriage, which can consist of one man and one woman for life. Period. I understand that there's exceptions for divorce and that the apostles talked about that. The Finnish prosecutor claims that this century-old Christian teachings about sex incite hatred. Now, get this. Remember when I said some feelings are protected in the unholy spirit of the party? Your feelings of reverence for the Holy Bible are not protected because your feelings of reverence for the Holy Bible cause other people to feel hatred. Now, you can say this is just Finland. It's not coming over here. Why not? What exactly is stopping it when the same exact dynamics exist? But the shots don't stop transmission or infection.
Well, it gets the mRNA in its skin, or it never works again.
Same dynamics. We'll come back with the text messages and emails on the Todd Herman Show.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
On that very same text line, Skyler in Vermont. From the Humble Onion in Vermont, Todd. Merriam-Webster just announced its word of the year, vaccine. The party is on their way to changing that definition everywhere. The newest edition should be called Merriam-Webster Dictionary of Magic Words, sponsored by Pfizer. On another note, thank you for all your honesty and commitment to KTTH. I'm excited for your move to podcast only and will support you always. Good luck and God bless you. Thanks very much. I appreciate that. And again, folks, if you want to hear the full discussion, and I actually do ask you to listen to it to understand the decision, text Todd, just my name, text Todd to 800-465-8770. That would give you the discussion we had last week about why I've made this decision. It will also share with you where you can find the podcast on a go-forward basis, because it may not be where you're listening now. And I insist that please do continue to support this radio station. And that's interesting about the word and the changing of the word. There are no scientific facts that have changed the nature of the human immune system. Only words changing to describe it. When the World Health Organization says there's no such thing as herd immunity, what they're saying is there's no such thing as individual immunity. Like this. If there's no such thing as a herd of cows, then there's no such thing as individual cows. Because cows, right, they group together. They live in the same place. If there's no herd of cows, well, then that means there's no individual cows, or cows just hate cows. When the World Health Organization changed herd immunity to a theory, they're pretending this, that when 10 people get natural immunity to a virus, that never happens. That's what they're pretending. Likewise, with the ever-changing definition of vaccine, they're changing the word to fit their needs. Their need is to shove this garbage into people's arms. Their need is to have these passports. Their need is to control your every move. Their need is to keep people in a state of fear. Their need is to inject mRNA code into people's bodies. You wonder why social media companies, tech companies, Google, YouTube, all those people are so behind this? It's code. It's computer code. They view your body as the largest installed base of OEMs, we would call it, original equipment manufacturers. They view us as devices that don't yet have apps. That's how they view us. And if they can be the first ones to get their code into our bodies, then they'll be the ones to create the follow-on apps. Same actors, different stage. You've gone to little kids and said, hey, if you feel like you're a boy, let's make you one. Same dynamic. There's no help for a lot of people. In fact, the majority of people. Lifelong learner. Todd, I'm going to miss your insight, humor, and personal notes. All things can happen. All things can happen. We want to think it's for a purpose. I came to believe a long time ago, because God allows us free will. This is why all outcomes are possible. This is why I do not believe in fairness. Your outcome is your own good, bad, or indifferent. This means that while we as a society may want all outcomes in the same or similar situations to be equal, but they won't be. Why? Because most people do not learn by example, but only by what is known as the hard way. So good luck in your future endeavors. I will miss hearing you on my radio at work. A lifelong learner. Keep KTTH on and get my podcast. That way we don't miss each other. Right? Let's learn from experience. We can have both. This very, very important radio station. I don't know who the new host is, by the way. I'm very curious. I'm actually feeling kind of excited about that. I don't know. Brady Cruz? Could it be? Maybe an expanded Michael Knowles show? Could it be? Well, I'm pretty excited about it. Canadian sheepdog. This weekend while watching football in Washington, I saw two commercials on pastors calling people out to get the COVID shot, as it's their duty to love their neighbor as the Bible calls out. I found this funny in a state that vehemently believes in the separation of church and state will gladly use the church for their own evil gains. Slightly ironic, isn't it? Yes, it is. And if the injections stopped transmission, then the pastors would have a case. They don't. When you inject yourself with this stuff and tell people you're protected, you're lying. You may not know you're lying, but you're lying. Pfizer knew they were lying. That's why they perverted their studies. That's why they lied about how many people died from their injections. That's why they continue to lie. Thou shalt not lie. And in terms of the injection stopping transmission, they don't. In fact, as was predicted a year, what is it? It's a year ago. When the plans for these injections became announced, and you could read that even the pharmaceutical company said, yeah, this isn't going to stop transmission or infection. You had doctors saying, well, wait a minute, if this doesn't stop transmission or infection, you're talking about creating super viruses. Well, looky, looky. So it's not just the fact that these pastors have no grounding in the reality of these things. It's that you're not loving your neighbor. Not by taking these injections. Average Joe. Hey, when you have, he's talking about tomorrow, we're going to have John Curley, TV legend, radio legend, world's greatest celebrity auctioneer on this program. He's going to play Fauci. I'm going to play Fauci. Average Joe writes, it may be radio gold, but you're going to sound a couple of fool's gold talking like Fauci, contradicting yourselves by yourselves. No, it's going to be, no. I don't think you know how good this is going to be, Joe. And I trust you, but I don't think you know how good this is going to be. In fact, we're going to drag Dory into this. Night, Mike and Botha, good morning, Todd. I'm in the same boat as your ex-Special Forces friend. As a federal contractor now, I'm in the same boat, set adrift. He's talking about having his career stolen because he will not take the injections. That's loving your neighbor, right? And furthermore, back to the pastors, if loving your neighbor means getting an injection that doesn't stop transmission or infection, then what's the definition of love? Love is a verb. Love is not a feeling. You're not doing anything for anybody except pharma. And the 425. Maybe if cops weren't hiding in the bushes trying to raise money with traffic tickets and running secret operations to trick people to commit crimes, people would be more trusting. To trick people to commit crimes. I don't think you can commit a person to commit a crime, trick a person to do that. I think you can tempt them. I think you can trick people into committing crimes. Well, no, that's not true unless you have them do something that people don't know is illegal. I get it. And look, that's what I say. There's a great deal of distrust that exists with people. From Cheryl on email. Dear Todd, I respect you for not giving the website address of where your podcast is going to be. I also respect KTTH for letting you do that once. Is it okay if we as your listeners promote it on social media? Yes, please do. And remember the respect this place has shown us. I'm so, so thankful. I feel so touched that they're letting us wrap the show up this way as I move into podcast only form. Guys, I can't tell you clearly enough how remarkable this is in the radio business. It's truly, well, I'll explain. We'll come back with the person on it next on the Todd Herman Show.
Down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, I hope you will text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770 so you can hear the full explanation of why I've decided to take this show private into podcast format. And at the same time, just really hope that you will, in fact, insist that you continue to support KTTH. Both things are important to me. Man, this blew my mind, guys. I heard this ad. No one told me they were doing this. This just ran during the program today.
There's a reason that the Democrats had to have Joe Biden.
Thank you, Todd Herman.
I am considering a monumental life change, and it's something I never thought I would ever consider.
For exposing the truth.
I love and have loved the time you and I have spent together. It has meant the world to me.
For being a voice of reason.
And I dearly love radio. This has been a fun gig, and I still love it.
For working so hard for us, from the KTTH family and your loyal listeners, congratulations on your new chapter.
Let me just stop right there. You guys don't owe me anything. It has been my absolute honor to do this and to work in this building. And I got to tell you a funny story about when this all first began. I told my daughter that I was going to take the full-time job doing radio. She said, "What? You're going to go back to work? Why?" That's a good question. Well, because it's not work. I mean, it's work, honestly. Putting together a three-hour radio show every single day, people misunderstand the nature of this. That in my judgment, and this is what I learned from Team EIB, from top management and to the people who put this show together on a daily basis, Rush's show, that the preparation is everything. And that there's hosts who try to just slip by on that, and it doesn't work. That prep is everything. So it begins with, 3 hours of prep per show. And right now, the news cycle is such that so much of it is COVID and that I occasionally need to prep for new things, like the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is a new thing I need to read about and make sure I'm on top of so we can talk about that. But I told my daughter, "Yeah, I'm going to go do the radio show full time." "Wow. Will you have to drive there?" "Yes, I'll have to drive to downtown Seattle and do the show." "Wow. You haven't driven since Microsoft. You always work at home, or you like fly airplanes places." "Well, I don't fly them. I fly in them." "Wow, you're going to, why?" And explain to her, "Well, this is something I've dreamt of my entire life." And now, I'd done radio before, but not in this building, or at least the building from where the show's coming. Not at that level, not in that market, not in Seattle, not in the big city, not at this level ever. And I dreamt of it. I told her, I've always had this feeling that this is a thing I'm meant to do. And no matter where I am, I've had this feeling. Well, that's cool. And then it hit reality. This is the way it happened. So the show had been on the air for about 6 months. And she and I were walking to school. No, to play. Torture school up to the park. And a car drove by, and it was listening on a weekend. They had a best of show running, KTTH, in the weekend. And the car drove by, and she heard my voice. And the window was open, and the person had had KTTH blasting. And they were, I guess we used to do best of things on the weekend. And she said, "No way." Now, see, that was the moment that it occurred to her that, wait, there's people in our neighborhood who listen to this? And then it started to get a little bit weird for her. Two situations. One was a teacher who loved the show. I've gotten to know this man. He's a good man. And he is a good, solid Christian teacher. And he happened to say one day, because my daughter happened to mention, they were talking about what their dads did. My dad does a radio show. And the teacher said, wait, your dad is Todd Herman? Now, for my daughter, this is really interesting because it was this feeling of, oh, so now you think you know my dad. Or, oh, now suddenly I'm not the important one. Oh, suddenly it's my dad. Or, oh, now you're going to ask me about my dad. He didn't do any of that. He said, "I'd like to meet your dad one day. Kind of follow his show." But it became sort of a weird thing because I've never been a celebrity. I have no interest in being famous. But when you're with your daughter and people start to recognize you, and by virtue of that, not recognize her. And one day she said, "I want to do a podcast like you. I want to be a YouTuber like you. I want to do these things like you." And So we had this talk of why. What's the why? What are you seeking? And she said that she wanted to be famous. And you know what I could tell her with all honesty? And this is a completely honest statement. I do not remember why I wanted to be famous. I can remember the feeling of desperately wanting to be famous. But I, to this day, now in my 50s, I honestly can look you in the eye and say, I don't know. I cannot ever remember why I wanted to be famous. And it finally came down to this to her. She wanted to be heard. Well, she found some other ways to get heard. Please do us all a favor. Hear the people around you. Their voices are just as important as anyone who's ever spoken a word on the radio. This is the Todd Herman Show. Go be well, be strong, be kind, and be right with God.